This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morning Star Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra has been sharing a rousing message titled, Stay Within Your Boundaries. Today, he continues and speaks about some boundaries of life. Let's join in.
I want to share with you some boundaries of life. Some of the boundaries will be spiritual. Some of the boundaries are natural. But I think I will start with the spiritual boundaries. Number one, you must learn to stay within the boundaries of the Word of God. I defined the boundary and I said, that which is allowed. Do you know that the Word of God itself defines your boundaries? It defines the boundaries of relationships, the boundaries of marriage, the boundaries of how to use your money, the boundaries of how to resolve conflicts, the boundaries of your behavior, the boundaries of your character, the boundaries of your thoughts, the boundaries of your dressing. It describes your boundaries. And as a Christian, you must identify those boundaries and learn to live within them. As long as you remain within the boundaries of the Word of God, you will be invincible. All the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. In other words, everything that we find nice, money, buildings, education, the things that men glory in, the Bible says, that one is beautiful. The only thing is that it's temporary. If I give you a 1902 car, you will not like to drive it. Its time is past. If you see the buildings in the world many years ago, they give you Herod's Palace. You won't like it. There is no WC inside. There's no microwave. Herod's Palace. But in those days, it was the house of the moment. If I give it to you now, you won't like it. So the things that men glory in, they don't last. They're temporary. It says, the grass withereth, the flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of our God endures forever. It will survive time, survive pressure, survive problems, survive opposition, survive demons. It makes you invincible. The word of our God. Yesterday, I was talking to somebody. Person was a Christian and married an unbeliever. And the person got divorced. The person was telling me something. And I said to the person, so why did you marry this guy? What was the reason? If you didn't like him so much, why did you marry him then? And the person said to me, I found him very handsome. Hey, when you are getting married, there are boundaries. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Do you know three things are being compared here? The first one is favor. Somebody says he loves you. So he's bought a plane ticket to Dubai and asked shopping money, $5,000, and sent you a card and a rose and flowers. And it says, Lucy, my baby, this is just for you. Do you know the favor can draw you out of your boundary? People can bribe you out of your boundary. People can use money to draw you out of your boundary, the boundary of the Word of God. But the Bible says, favor is deceitful. You have temporary success. So I said to this woman, I said, so what happened to the handsome thing? He said, Pastor, the guy's attitude was waiting, mama. Which means he's a fool. He said he's a fool. Then he said to me, his foolishness supersedes his handsomeness. Then I said, so why did you step outside the boundary? Why? As Christians, we must learn to trust God more than we trust our feelings. We must learn to trust God more than we trust our eyes. We must learn to trust God more than we trust what people are saying. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not with your mind, your heart. Not what people are saying, your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Instead of trying to understand why, don't understand, trust. Your job is not to understand. Your job is to trust. Shake three people, tell them from today, I am remaining within my boundaries. Nothing is pushing me out. Go to three people, shake them, tell them I'm remaining within my boundaries. Money won't push me. Pressure won't push me. The world won't push me. I have determined to remain within the boundaries of the Word of God. I may not feel like being there, but I'll be there. I may think it's not the right place, but I'll still be there. I may not feel good, but I'll still be there. I may not even agree with it, but I'll still be there. I may not feel comfortable, but I'll still be there. I may not understand it, but I'll still be there. I may be angry, but I'll still
be there.
Disappointed, but still
be there.
Frustrated, but still
be there.
Broke, but still
be there.
Sick, but still
be there.
Invincible. It may be an inconvenience, but if it's sudden, I'll still be there. Not understand, but trust it. Let's pray. Some of us, maybe something is pulling you outside the boundaries of God's word. Already, something is pulling you. You want to pray for grace. And you want to repent and take a decision that that thing that is pulling you and enticing you out of the boundaries of God's word, you are going to let that thing go. Because you are invincible within your boundaries. A fish has no hope when it gets to land. But as long as it remains in the sea, it's invincible. Last Thursday, I was in Cofuidia. A man walked to me and the man said to me, Pastor, I want to thank you so much. I said, why? He said to me, I was married, but for 15 years, I was in adultery and pornography. He said, last year you came here, he said, you laid your hands on me and you prayed. He said, a year has passed. He said, I have never done anything like that again since you laid hands on me. He said to me, that thing is gone. One laying on of her releases the power of God. And anything that is pulling you, I break his power. I break his hold. I break his tentacle. I rebuke any spirit. In the name of Jesus. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your people by the laying on of hands. I break every invisible pull, be it their temper, be it their friends, be it demons, be it circumstances, be it a human being, anything that is pulling them out of the boundaries of your word, by the laying on of hands, I lose the hold of that thing. I lose the hold of that thing. I break the power of deception. Today, by the laying on of hands, I pray for grace. Grace to remain within the boundaries of God's word. Maya Sataka, if it's your emotions that is pulling you, today I rebuke every spiritual entity that influences your emotion to pull you out. If it is friends, I'll break the hold of friends. Demons, I'll break their power. I command them to lose you now. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of this world, every demonic entity, I command you to lose your hands. Every wicked circumstance that is forcing you, pressurizing you, I relieve the pressure. By the power of the name of Jesus, Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Masasa kabu karia la basata kabaya la basata kaba. Ramaya la basata kabaya la bala. Receive the grace of God. I pray for the Spirit of God to come mightily upon you. As I lay hands, receive a mighty impartation of the Spirit. Be strengthened with strength in the inner man. Masasa chakaba kabaya la basata kabu kabaya. Thank you. Ramaya la baya shata kabu kabaya. Maybe it's at your workplace. The politics in the workplace alone is pressurizing you. Maybe it's your boss. Maya la boseta kabo sata kabala. Ramaya takaba sata kabo sata kabayanda. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Help us to stay within our boundaries. Help us to stay within our boundaries. I pray for the grace of God. Grant us grace. Maybe it is bitterness. Maybe it is anger. Maybe it's frustration. Whatever thing that seems to push us, unforgiveness, push us out of the boundaries of God's way. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I pray for strength in the inner man. May you walk away from here with power and grace. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Amen.
Oh, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us same time tomorrow as Kakra continues this powerful message.
You are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God, or you are a backslider, and you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, blessed be the fruit of the womb. Wow. It says, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me concerning the fruit of the womb. You did. And I never stopped believing after your prayer. I write to testify of the goodness of the Lord, that it is now confirmed that I am pregnant. God bless you so much. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Let's give Him glory. Wonderful testimony. Wonderful.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Bading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Bading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Bading. It's that simple. Kakra Bading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen. Intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means.
Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.